You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Is coming out on this big 4 EP Done Records label project, which is super cool. Been having chats with all the different release bands. We've had SOG, we've had You Know Juno, we've had Vagina Dry. Now we're having our fourth Corridor, the very last of the bands to come on the program. We have Olmate, Tane, and Reef from Civil Talk. He'll Leave You Barely Standing and a Bottom Feeder. We're talking to them about their EP, Crybaby. Good morning, how are we doing?
Morning. Oh, is this... Hello?
Is that working? There you go.
Okay, is it working?
You sound good. You sound great.
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
Not in the headphones. Oh, hello? Oh, I can hear myself now. Yeah.
That works good?
What a great intro.
Thank you very much. It's the Goofy Goober intro from SpongeBob movie, circa 2005. Are we both fans of SpongeBob?
I hated SpongeBob.
You hated SpongeBob?
I actually loathed him.
You have no joy.
Not a Nickelodeon fan, really.
More Cartoon Network?
Yeah,
I mean, Cartoon Network is the best, but I you know, it had its moments. Like, iCarly was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
What
wow.
You,
is
okay.
That the one we're writing? Is that the one with
Gibby? Tane, you run War Possum TV.
Yes.
You film live performances of bands. Are you aware of the War Possum Fishing Company? Fishing and Hunting Company.
There's a War Possum Fishing and Company?
And Hunting Company?
I'm doing so good. No, I wasn't aware, but I'm going to sue them now.
Can I read you off the About section?
Sure.
War Possum was born from loss, loyalty, and a promise to live fully. After losing Jake Tater Godby in 2023, we found his original War Possum sketch, an idea that became our mission. Now everything we do is about honouring that spirit by taking people on unforgettable, bucket-listing, hunting, and fishing experiences that actually mean something. We're not a charter service. We're an experience company. When you roll with us, you're surrounded by guys who live and breathe the outdoors, who know how to find trophy game, and who obsess over every detail. From the gear we trust to the moments you'll never forget. This isn't just a trip, it's a brotherhood. An elite crew of anglers and hunters chasing the best, using the best, and making memories that last long after the trip ends. Go with us or go with the rest. Your call.
It sounds like Steel Team Fish.
Yeah, it does, hey. Yeah. Yeah.
I won't sue them because I'd be dishonouring that dead guy who it was his baby, I guess.
Mm. But so if you go on their website, they've got all these horrific AI designs.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Take it back.
I don't know what to think. You know, maybe they're dishonouring... Actually, I'm not going to say that. well, I run War Possum TV. That's the name of it.
We've been popping off lately.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Fugazi thing went pretty good. Mm. People are enjoying that. It's reaching a wider audience, which is good because more people are watching the other ones of the Uti Puti bands, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I'm really, really loving doing War Possum.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Reef, how many bands are you in at the moment?
I think like five that are like consistent, but there's like other bands that, you know, don't play and then play, you know. But yeah, I'm trying to stay busy.
Mm. Is it affecting you?
No, that's all I do. Like, other people study or work as well. I just play music.
I'm just in bands.
I don't have any other interests.
That's a good way to be, man.
Yeah.
That's a great way to be. This new single from this new EP, Crybaby, is dropping in a few weeks. It's called 100 Different People. You know, when you think of 100 different people in your mind, does it automatically, like, go to strangers or friends if you just think of a group of 100 people?
Yeah, it's just like a faceless, amorphous blob
just a bit of biomass, really.
A bit of biomass.
What
just,
about
just
you?
Like little bacteria. That's how I see people. I see them as
like
little slugs.
Yeah.
Little slugs.
I love that video so much.
Yeah,
Connor O'Malley, he's the best.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
What is it? I'm
all
way smarter.
Fucking slugs.
Look at all these fucking slugs.
It's so good.
I'm on so many different scientific political levels. Have you seen the one where he eats out of public toilets? Like eats shit.
No,
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Connor O'Malley is a great comedian.
What do you think about 100 different people? If you just imagine them in your head, what comes to mind?
I don't know.
Really bringing the energy.
It's going to be a very short interview. The track, though, it is about the way we change depending on who we're around, with the core line being 100 different people who are 100 different people who all know 100 different people. What's the inspiration for this thought?
I think it comes a lot from my own like insecurities and like anxieties and worrying about what people think about me.
Mm.
I try to be like, oh yeah, I don't care, but I do care.
You're so nonchalant, but deep down you're very chalant.
I'm pretty overtly chalant, I think. externally. I don't know. I think it's just about like reminding yourself that like you're 100 different people to like a bunch like. Every individual's perception of you is completely different.
Mm.
There are a lot of people that probably think I'm a wanker, but there's a lot of people that,
that don't think I'm pretty cool. I do. I think you're a wanker.
Oh, thank you,
Sam. Yeah, no worries.
Nah, you're all right.
What do you think about the,
what I deserve.
The theme of the song, Reef? Any opinions, any thoughts?
It's really hard to drum, and that's why I enjoy being in this band, because I just had to practice like that. You know, it's sore. It gives me a sore foot.
This song is pretty, is very Die 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 inspired, and Mikey's drumming is insane, and I'm a lot of my drums and a lot of the Civil Talk rhythm section, at least the stuff I write, is very inspired by Die Die Die, because big punchy drums and then like really simple but just really effective bass lines and that's why it's so good to have Reef in the band. Because he plays them so well. He's such a great drummer.
He's an elite drummer.
It's fun to be a drummer's drummer as well, you know?
What does that mean?
Like, because Tony's an awesome drummer as well, you know?
Oh, so, true. Like, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that was a drummer?
Nah.
Like, allophones and stuff?
I thought you were on guitar.
Allophones?
Allophones?
I thought you were on guitar, G.
I've been drumming since I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
I drum on all the records.
I've been drumming since I was 8 and a half.
Oh, really? I didn't know. Oh, right.
Got you.
Weaponizing my autism.
My favorite hobby.
Ableism in the morning.
Do we have any plugs? Here we go. Have we got anything to plug?
Probably the Kevin Hart roast on Netflix.
Oh, I actually want to watch that.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I haven't got Netflix at the moment, but apparently it's pretty funny. I've been seeing it on Reels. Mm. So
I recommend the Z-Way Kevin Hart interview.
Mm.
That's really good.
She pulls him up on being like a multimillionaire who goes and performs in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, Z-Way's awesome.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
You should be more like her.
Oh, well, okay. In what way? My interview style?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so be meaner, be more mean.
Be more mean.
Okay, I can do that. Why do you think you're involved with the 4EP project? I've been asking this question of everyone.
Nepotism.
What links you, aside from nepotism, what links you and the other bands together?
Friendship.
Okay. Reef?
Friendship. Love.
The best kind of friendship and love.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's very, very sweet. Well, we're going to have a chat very shortly with the mastermind of this 4EP EP. Any last thoughts, Reef or Tane?
You're all right.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I consider you a friend.
Oh, I consider you a friend too.
Even if you're mean to me.
Wow. Expect more of that. Expect a whole lot more of that.
Yeah.
Thoughts, Reef?
It's too early for thoughts.
Four thoughts.
Yeah, you got us in here way too early, man.
Okay, well, it's not my fault that I host the frickin' breakfast show. God damn. Here's Civil Talk with 100 different people.
Love you, Zach.
Love you.
Thank you.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.